Somebody dies at 53 and leaves a son who's not quite yet old enough to vote. People say, why? This makes no sense. If there is a God, how could she die? Well, in her name, I would like to turn the question around and ask you exactly the opposite question. If there is no God, how could she live? How could she live the way that she lived? Who she was and who she is makes sense only in the context of the God that is laid out here in the Scriptures. You're here because you knew her. There's a lot more people who didn't know her. When I announced her illness and then her death at church, a lot of people came up to me and said, but who was she? Because she was quiet at first reading. A bruised wick she will not extinguish. A smoldering candle she will not quench. Not crying out, not shouting in the streets, not making a big deal of herself or insisting on her presence, but bringing God's word into where she was. And you're here because you knew that. You know these other two readings apply to her as well as they apply to anybody that you know. Love one another, for God is love. Yeah, she loved God. She was here every Sunday she could be. Some Sundays she couldn't be, and many of you here in blue understand why. But when she could, she was here. She loved God, and she loved her sisters and brothers in every possible way. That gospel reading, we tend to think of reaching out to the least. You know, the guys in the park out there, those are the ones that this is about. Those are the absolute bottom of the barrel. Well, yes, it certainly does include them. And if you exclude them from your concern, then God may have some problem about whether or not to exclude you. But it's not solely about them. It's about little people as people. And she noticed people. And she reached out to people. There's an awful lot of people who are going to have big holes in their lives because of who she was and what she did for them. I know a fair number personally, and I know there's a lot more out there. Sometimes that was institutional, her love for our country, proud service with the Guard. Her deployments, last deployment, she was supposed to be in Bosnia for 15 days. Things have gotten messed up. It's been known to happen once in a while on international projects. Needed more people, needed them longer. She could have gone home, but the job was rebuilding a school. She stayed, volunteered, stayed over, helped build the school. I don't know that she ever got up on the roof and drove a nail. But making things happen and getting things where they need to be is just as much a part of any job as actually getting up on the roof and doing it. And she made things happen. She did the same thing with people around her. We'll hear some tributes after communion. But nobody knows the whole story, I don't think. I don't think anybody knows everybody that she reached out to. And I want to ask you this. If there is no God, does any of that make sense? If there is no God, hasn't she just wasted her life? She wasn't famous. She wasn't powerful. She didn't die with a pile of money. She won't get a big write-up in the papers. If there is no God, hasn't she wasted her life? Frankly, I'm preaching to you. I'm trying to convert you. I'm not trying to convert anybody to my specific religion. But if you're a Catholic, I want you to walk out of here a better Catholic. If you're a Protestant, I want you to walk out of here a more convinced Protestant. If you're Jewish, I want you to walk out here more a Torah observant Jew. If you're a Muslim, I want you more devoted to Islam than you were when you walked in. Because that's who she was. And that's the only way her life makes sense. If the God that she believed in is real, then what she did with her life makes sense. Makes all the sense in the world. And it makes sense even of her death. Because the God in whose name she reached out to everyone in life will surely reach out to her in death. And this promise, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the creation of the world," is made to her and is made to us if we have the wisdom and the courage to follow her in life, to follow her in death, to follow her and her share in Jesus' resurrection. But without God, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. Why should you do all of that? Why should you live the way she lived? What's in it for you to do all of that, die at 53? But if you believe in the God she believed in, then it all makes sense. Her life makes sense. Even her death makes sense because she dies in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. And the people for whom she's done all that make sense. Our lives make sense. Our world makes sense. So I ask you, as we pay tribute to her, to think about it. Is it her death that doesn't make sense if there is a God? Or her life that doesn't make sense unless there is a God? Learn that God. Learn the God that she believed in. Learn that God according to your own religious tradition. But learn that that God is love. That God is the one that Stephanie imitated, pouring herself out for us. And if we follow her in that, then we, like her, become the daughters and sons of God. And we, like her, will be gathered up by God. Whether our life comes early or late, whether it comes famous or infamous, whether it comes known or unknown, whenever or however, if we follow that God is there for her and will be there for us. My sisters and brothers, let us pray.